Layla from Layla Ali Lifestyle on Podcast One. Now, as an undefeated boxing champion turned fitness and wellness expert, I'm going to be bringing you the information that you want to hear. Be a champion in every area of your life. You can download new episodes of Layla Ali Lifestyle every Thursday at podcastone.com or subscribe at iTunes.
Hey, I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk about the internet's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, January 10th, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
Love
the
math.
The same old news makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF.
Math.
Factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back once again to talk about all of the stories that everybody is talking about. Only the actual factual ones, never the actual craptual ones, with the News AF team. First, just back from CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. You can't spell Cesternino without CES, Tyson Apostle.
Woot woot.
It's the year of the massage chair, guys.
Whoa.
Tyson, I enjoyed your Instagram story.
Oh, I got to watch it. Is it still there?
One of your better Instagram stories.
Is it over?
It's over. It's got to be over. It's been over 24 hours since the last.
Did you save it?
No.
Yeah. Year of the massage chair. And the man.
The year of the massage chair.
The man who is drinking the sparkling water like it's going out of style. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I only drink imported water. Of all the imports, this one makes the most sense.
Yes. In the Pellegrino.
Seeing that
bottle.
Water is hard to find here on the, North
Perrier?
American continent.
You wouldn't rather drink Perrier?
No. This one comes in a glass bottle, which is also fun for smashing if I get the urge.
Yeah. And it's a green bottle, so you could pretend it's Mountain Dew.
Oh, are you off the Mountain Dew?
No, I'm still on Mountain Dew. It's just a little early for the dew.
Yeah,
okay. Can't do it this early.
Well, Danny, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, I love surprises. What is it?
I received a Christmas package from Canada, complete with a note that said, please share with Danny.
Yes, I love whoever sent that.
It's from our friend Kirsten McInnes.
Okay.
You know Kirsten McInnes,
yes,
right, Rob?
Yes.
It's a bunch of Crystal Pepsis.
Whoa.
The note said she bought them for when I first wanted Crystal Pepsi, but she didn't send them then, so she hatched a plan to send them so that we could be the last Americans to taste Crystal Pepsi. And get this, there's more. There's some Dunkaroos in there for us to enjoy.
Oh, wow,
as well.
Contraband.
Yes.
Danny, yeah. Crystal Pepsi, that's almost like Pellegrino for you.
It is, right? It's Pepsi's version of Pellegrino.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from the limestone cavernous water holes of Italy.
You don't know that.
From a factory somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tyson, do you have any cool stories from CES besides massage chairs?
So massage chairs were obviously the hot thing. You could not go like 100 feet without seeing a bundle of massage chairs, which is crazy because I would have predicted it was the year of VR.
Yeah.
You know, there was some VR stuff there.
Can I get VR that I'm in a massage chair?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like a perfect combination.
Yeah, you can. I think you can watch VR while you're in a massage. I actually played the PlayStation VR. No. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I played one of the VRs, and I played a racing game, and I felt pretty nauseous afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, Tyson did an Insta story. He showed some massage chairs, and I couldn't help but think, how weird is that to sit in a massage chair surrounded by strangers? It seems like an intimate moment between you and the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why did, you know, it's just
awkward. These chairs, none of them were designed to do happy endings, I asked.
Okay, well, then that kind of resolves some of it.
Yeah, once they merge the sex robot and the massage chair, then you're really going to have something.
Yeah, I think they're working on some type of ScarJo massage chair hybrid.
Okay.
So Tyson, what would you say was the coolest thing you saw?
The 8K TVs are always a pleasure to see, but I've seen those for the last couple years there. Man, it really is kind of like, I think once you go once, you don't have to go really again for like 5 years.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay. I went like 10 years ago, Tyson, so maybe I'm due.
Yeah, you're due now.
Okay.
Because now they have the internet and smartphones and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have internet then.
I saw in the news all these stupid things like the towel folding robot.
They had a lot of robots. Did you see that cool robot that I...
Yeah, that robot was in the news. It's a projector as well. Doesn't it do a bunch of little stupid things?
I don't know, but it definitely, if you were to be like, okay, it's 2017, what do you think a robot should look like? I wouldn't say like a paper shredder with two wobbly arms on it.
That
and then all I can
towels?
Think about is that
all it does is fold a towel for you.
Not this
no,
one.
That's
this
a
one
different
doesn't
robot.
Fold towels.
The one he's talking about is like this tiny little. What was it up to your thigh, Tyson?
Yeah. Paper shredder. It's just like a box, and then it has two wobbly like fin arms on it. And yeah, I couldn't help but think like it's 2017. I don't know. Every time I saw a robot at CES, it reminded me of the Simpsons clip where. They're killing these robots at Itchy and Scratchy Land and like all the guts of the robot pop out and Marge goes, see Homer, that's why your robot didn't work. See all that stuff inside? And Homer reverts his memory back to that robot and it's a garbage can with a face drawn on it.
Yeah, all the cool robots are being hoarded by DARPA. Like all the terrifying ones, like that mule. Have you ever seen that mule? And
no, that wasn't at CES.
Yeah, they don't do those at CES, but because they're meant to hold machine guns, not shred papers. They shred people.
Oh, the coolest thing I saw was a giant camper with a helicopter pad on top of it and a helicopter on top of it.
See, I'm starting to wonder what's the point of CES. They maybe should hold it every 5 years so we're more shocked
wowed.
By the advances of technology rather than like, this incremental stuff is stupid.
No, but these guys, they on their badges, it tells you how many years they've been to CES. So when you have a badge with like 35 plus years, you think everybody thinks that you're cool.
You're not, because CES needs to go away, just like movie trailers need to go away. Like, any movie that's coming out, we've all seen the trailer already on YouTube, and, like, any gadget that's coming out, we've already read about it on the internet. Nobody needs
it's
to
true.
Go to Las Vegas to go see these things in person.
It's true, but some of the displays are pretty impressive.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so let's get into all of our top stories for the week. And maybe, Tyson, this is something that might have been discussed at the CES, where the Amazon Echo, the device that many of us have on our homes. Tyson, do you have one of these?
I have a Google Home.
A Google Home. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I do have one of these. And actually, I received it as a gift from one of the great listeners of the podcast, of all the podcasts, that the great Debbie Sapp actually sent me. She said, you have to get one of these. So I now have one at my house. But
is she trying to sabotage you?
Maybe. The problem here is that there was a news report, and I want to be very careful about how I say all of this because I don't want us to be the next people to set off phase two of this. So a young girl was featured in a news report in Dallas, and she asked her Amazon, or she talked about how the Amazon Echo ordered her a dollhouse, which prompted more other people's, and she said the magic phrase to set off the thing. And
so what did she say? Alexa, buy sex lube.
No. Don't say it, Tyson. So she said she used the device's name and then gave a command to order a dollhouse, and then other people were watching the news report. And then their thing in their house picked it up and then also started ordering the dollhouses.
Yeah.
Amazon is so smart.
Genius.
Yes.
Yeah, genius.
Yes. So what do we need? Do we need a safe word, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, everyone should already have a safe word, especially married couples. So, I mean, don't use that word.
Yes.
But
or you can use your family password, spaghetti.
Yeah, now everybody knows Tyson's word. If you want to pick up Tyson in a van with no windows and he doesn't trust you, just say spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think that Alexa should come up with some kind of barrier, you know, like maybe it could recognize the adult voice in the house.
You could do voice recognition. You could change the name. Can't you change the name of Alexia to something else?
Oh, I haven't thought of that. That's actually a good thing. I ran into an issue at my house because the Alexa... Oh, sorry, I don't want to say its name because now I'm going to set it off. The voice of the Echo Dot, when I like to have it play different songs, and I use it like almost like a soundboard for like the soundtrack of like raising my kids. So it was bath time the other day, and I had told it to play Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath, and then it said, I'm sorry, I cannot find Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Crap.
Is that true?
Yes, that's a true story.
Wow.
So is this how people are going to Rickroll others in 2017?
Yeah.
They're going to call them and say, hey, could you put me on speakerphone? I want to talk to everybody in the room. And then they'll say something, you know, like, Alexa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have half an hour to cancel your order usually.
Yes.
Oh.
Tyson, this was a problem that I've run into previously, that I've had different people who are listening to audiobooks that Josh Wigler and I have done about Survivor. And the Survivor player, Suri, has, when we have been talking about her, that people have told us that it sets off their Siri on their phone.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that happens every now and then. My phone will just say, sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Yeah,
are you listening to me right now?
Has my phone been listening the whole time?
Yeah. Who else has been listening? Yeah, my phone will do that too. And even Google Home that I have sitting here in this room right now will sometimes just chime in out of the blue and just be like, sorry, I cannot perform that function.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying he would chime in like, that's a great joke, Tyson.
Yeah. Tyson. Everyone here in the office thinks that's funny.
No.
Like there's like 50 people listening in on me. Oh, no.
Right. So the Google Home, from what I understand, Tyson, that you need to either say the word okay or hey before that, whereas the Echo, you do not need to do that. So I don't think that there'd be too many phrases that would start off with the words okay or hey, then followed by Google if you were not talking to it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, sometimes it'll just think that you said it. If there's, you know how, like, if you play Stairway to Heaven backwards, there's a part that says, here's to my sweet Satan.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
That sounds like an urban myth.
No, it is definitely true.
Have you done it?
Yes, I've done
it. How did you do it? You have a record player?
No. We had a recorder that would play frontward and backwards, so we recorded the song and then played it backwards.
Like a tape or what?
A tape.
An
old tape, like one of those mini like voice recorder things. Mm. You have to use your imagination a little bit, but hardly at all.
It's kind of like looking at clouds?
No, it's even more direct than that. But anyways, maybe I'm thinking that Google picks like stuff up like that, like that's on the spectrum, but not necessarily exactly okay.
Yeah.
Google. Okay.
Danny, what's your take on all this?
I feel like, and I was just thinking about all the devices.
My phone went off.
All the devices we have listening in on our conversations.
Yes.
In the future, I'm guessing, will just be eventually we'll become so used to it that we'll just let Amazon listen to everything all the time, or Siri or Google or whoever, and we'll basically have zero privacy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the future, it'll be the equivalent of having a stranger stand in the corner, like just listening in on conversations. Actually, that might not be a bad idea.
Will the stranger be clothed?
Let's start a company where you hire a stranger to stand in the corner.
Get you
and that way we can, that way we can avoid the mistakes of this little girl. And you can be like, hey, Bill, order me some toilet paper on Amazon. And he just takes out his phone and does it. I think that might be a safe barrier.
Yeah. Because he could drill down and ask some follow-up questions that the Echo
exactly.
Can.
Let's call that Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Corner Bill.
But does this
Bill
guy need to be, does he need to be trained then? Because I feel like that takes a certain type of person to really, you know, perfect the line of questioning to find out exactly.
Of course,
Tyson.
He goes through 6 months at ITT Tech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a good idea, Danny, because for every one of these devices that gets a job, then somebody else loses a job. So this would be a great way to really bolster the workforce to have sort of like a device valet in everybody's house.
Yeah, a device mediator.
Yeah, let's put unemployed men and women in the houses of strangers.
Yeah.
Okay. To listen in on conversations and take orders and follow up questions.
And then they directly communicate with the device.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you don't.
Exactly.
Okay.
For every one of these stores that Amazon puts out of business with all of the convenience that they have, then they need, that's the least
all
that
the
they
employees.
Can do. Yeah, bolster the workforce.
And these guys, these guys that have been put out of business, they know the market.
Mm-hmm.
So their specific market.
They're great.
Yeah.
All these mom and pop shops.
Right. So, yeah. Or, you know, even like people that used to work in like the drugstore or whatever, you know, then they can like recommend like a toothpaste or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you don't want to break the spell for your kids, and you know, because they think technology is great, you could always just buy like a refrigerator box and put the guy in that box.
Oh, so they think it's a robot.
And hide him, kind of like Cartman in South Park. Awesome-o. So I think that that might be a good way to kind of not break the spell. The kids still think they've got a computer in the corner that does stuff for them, but really it's an old unemployed guy who was put out of business by Amazon who takes orders through his phone.
That's
well, why couldn't you just have a robot do the mediating for the speaker?
Oh, like put an actual something between the guy in the box and the girl out in the kitchen or what?
Well, you could have the robot with the device like inside it in a soundproof barrier. So then you're like, yo, robot, this is for reals me. I'd like to order a dollhouse. And the robot's like, confirmed. And then it opens its tummy and's like, one dollhouse. And then you get it.
It's a 3D printer also?
Yeah. What are you talking about? It has the dollhouse in the box.
No, it has the speaker in the box. That
okay,
way.
Okay. What came out of its belly? We need to be clear
the speaker.
On this. Oh, okay. All right.
The speaker's
you didn't
in
say
a,
what was coming
the
out.
The speaker's in a soundproof container in its belly.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So the only way it can communicate is after it opens its belly after you've communicated with it. And it then can register that it's actually you and not a newsman. On. There's a lot of ways we can do this, but basically the system they have in place now is not working.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's see how many other things are ending up getting ordered by people. Like if there's ever a character in a movie or a TV show that is the name of the Amazon assistant, which is Alexa. If that ever creates
any
problems.
Gosh.
Yeah. You have to get rid of it.
If I were a writer, imagine this. Imagine this. I'm a writer. I write Alexia into the show. And then I'm like, hey, yo, Alexia, did you buy those 15 NCIS DVDs?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I like
then
it. Build
NCIS,
it into the,
whose show she is actually on, now gets extra revenue
actually,
from
Danny,
all the DVD sales.
Just to go back to your idea of the Rickroll, like what the new Rickroll video should be is that it should be you go to the video and then it's just really loud, like a guy with a bullhorn, like, A-L-E-X-A. Order me the largest sexual prosthetic device available immediately. Confirm.
Order a bottle of ED pills. Or you got to get something that maybe is purchased immediately, like an embarrassing book, you know, like on Kindle.
Right.
Like 12 recipes for success for the common loser or something like that.
That would
is
be
that
good.
A book?
We'll write it. We'll write it. We'll work on it.
We'll write it. Yeah. We will write that.
Sell, sell, sell.
Okay. Let's talk about our other top story today that we have a lot of our listeners who enjoy the alcoholic beverages are very excited about this. A Swedish design firm and a brewery have teamed up to create a shower beer, which is designed for people to be drinking in the shower. Now, I know you guys are not big drinkers, but do you ever have any friends that are trying to, like, you're going to go somewhere and they need to start drinking before you leave the house and then they start to drink in the shower? Have you ever been around this?
What does it say about you if you have to drink in the shower? It's like you can't even take out 10 minutes of your day not to be drinking.
It's like, hey, I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I need to go in the shower, but I don't want to interrupt this pregame ritual. So I'm drinking in the shower. I've definitely seen it.
I'm that same way with TV.
Yes, you watch TV in the shower.
I would if I could.
Yeah.
Keep a plate of nachos just out of the shower's reach on it, maybe a small shelf.
You have
I've
to
never
hold
seen
your
anybody
arm above
shower.
Your head.
Yeah.
You have to hold your arm above your head so your hand stays dry. So when you nacho, when you grab the nachos, you don't.
Yeah, actually, create a little waterproof sleeve that you put your hand through
and
that
it dries,
also dries your hand off, and then grab a nacho and quickly put
the squeegee sleeve.
The squeege sleeve.
Yeah.
The
I like
sleeve
it.
Squeege.
Yeah, I have. Rob, when I saw this story, I thought, why can't you just take regular beer to the shower?
The problem is I think that the regular beer gets too watered down. That you, if it gets some water in there, then it really ends up being a problem. So what shower beer has done is that even if this gets watered down, it's going to be fine because it has twice the alcohol content as a regular beer. This
oh, thank
is
goodness.
About a 10% alcohol content by volume. And then it's also small. So it might create some confusion. Like if you're in a hotel and you have a tiny bottle of shampoo and a tiny bottle of beer, that maybe you get the soap in your eyes and you drink the wrong one.
Yeah.
Hilarity ensues.
Get beer in your eyes and soap in your mouth.
Ensues, yeah. Sure.
But the idea here is that you could drink the shower beer in about three sips. So if you were saying like, oh boy, I don't have enough time in the shower, you don't want to chug the beer in the shower. This is a smaller bottle of beer with more alcohol content so that you could drink it faster in the shower, Danny.
You know, a better idea might be to buy that alcoholic mister. We talked about that about a year ago.
Yeah.
And that device that sends it up, because the bathroom's already steamy, right? Mm-hmm. So why not mix in some alcoholic steam in there?
Yeah, alcoholic
steam. Breathe heavy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think why don't you just put the beer like in like some type of sippy cup? So then, because I feel like shower water would really kill a beer.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, the grown-up sippy.
Yeah.
Grown-up
We've talked about a grown-up sippy before.
Yeah. Is it a myth that you get drunk faster if you drink through a straw also with a beer?
Well.
Sounds like one of those things that your mom would tell you so you didn't drink your beer so quickly.
Browse Scientific American real quick and see if I can find the study.
They also say if you drink in the hot tub, you also get drunk faster because you're dehydrated. I don't know if that's the same elements at play.
And you're also hot, so maybe your blood is moving through you a little quicker. I don't know.
Yeah.
I also heard that if you give yourself an alcoholic enema, you also get drunk faster.
That's true.
So that's another way to deliver it.
That's
if
true.
You're desperate.
Because it, you're that whole area down there. I was going to get real graphic, and then I decided to not get graphic
just
at all.
Just call it the area.
The area down there absorbs everything way quicker.
Okay. So that's one way to go. I mean, really, what's the best way to clean up after you do that, Tyson, is then hop into the shower and drink a beer.
Yep. Hop into the shower, push the garbage disposal button on your shower.
Yeah.
And just
go right
let
into
it all go.
So unfortunately, shower beer, I believe, is only available in Sweden so far. But if it becomes a thing, I guess there's no telling as to whether or not it will make it to the U.S.
So you're saying that until this shower beer makes it to the U.S., everyone will be forced to drink regular beer in the shower?
Yeah. I mean, if you are a beer drinker.
Or give themselves a beer enema, which the shower is a perfect place to do that.
Yeah. One way or the other. I mean, I guess you could probably just go and do the sippy cup idea. I think that you're onto something, Tyson.
I am onto something.
So
what you need to do is they need to make those sippy cups out of that metal, those metal cooler thingies. That
aluminum.
Keep your beverage, yeah, really cold. And that's perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on any other shower alcohol ingesting devices that come to market. Did you see anything like that at CES, Tyson?
No, but I saw some massage chairs.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned those.
Oh.
I think that maybe this is a market that CES they haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah. Tyson, how much for a good massage chair?
I don't know. There's too many nerds at all of them. I couldn't get even close to.
You should have just sat down at some dude and been like, oh, yeah, this is
this
really
feels great.
Like, get off me, bro. He's like, no, this feels good. It's
I
really
should've.
Warm.
There was one room that was virtual reality pornography room.
Ooh.
And the guys I was wandering with kind of like peeked their heads in, and I was like, I'm not going in there. All it takes is one photo of the group of dudes in here. And
you couldn't just say, I got lost.
And I'm ruined.
Yes.
All of you guys are okay because they're like, yeah, we figured as much. But me, I'm ruined.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was like, I'm not going in there. And it really was. You look in there and it was like 80 dudes in line to try the pornography VR.
Mm-hmm. And it smelled like a locker, a junior high locker room.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, let's discuss a story about a man in Maryland who got involved in a standoff with the police, which involved him barricading himself due to a family member taking a bite of his grilled cheese sandwich. Danny, now, could you envision yourself doing something like this?
Who took the bite? I think in this case, it was his wife.
We don't know if it was his wife or his daughter.
He says, according to the news report, he was eating with his wife and daughter and became angry when one of them took a bite from the sandwich.
What kind of a madman takes a bite of somebody else's sandwich? Just like, oh, hey.
Well, it was a woman in this case, Danny.
Well, whatever. It's like, who just takes a bite? There was no, she didn't consult him beforehand. Can I have a bite of your sandwich? Yeah. He just reached down like a crazy person and took a bite.
So that he was so incensed that then he ended up firing shots off in his house. Not like the kind of shots that people do in the shower, Tyson.
Yeah, the kind of shots that come out of a gun.
Yeah, and had to barricade everybody in the house. Luckily, the wife and daughter were able to safely leave the house, but then he barricaded himself into the house when the police ended up getting called in for this standoff all over a delicious grilled cheese sandwich. Now, Tyson, where did this story take? This is in Maryland. I was wondering if this was a Canadian story. Because we know about the Canadian cheese heists that are going on.
Well, and how expensive cheese is there.
Right, right. And if that's the case, that seems justified. But no, the cheese.
It's like the equivalent of gold flakes if you're eating one of those grilled cheese sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Serendipity.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, could this have been some sort of special grilled cheese sandwich?
I think all grilled cheese sandwiches are special in their own way. And so, yeah, it obviously was special. And it was special to him. Maybe it's not special to his wife or his daughter, but it was special to him.
Yeah.
I wonder who made the grilled cheese sandwiches. Did he also make the sandwiches?
Yeah, because then it's you can understand the anger. But if his wife made the sandwiches and then he gets mad about it, then that's, you know, that's what it's called for.
Do you think it was the wife or you think it was the kid, Danny?
I thought it was the wife.
Yeah.
She probably feels more comfortable violating his personal space because she's been doing it for 20 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she could violate his sandwich and probably thought there'd be no repercussions, but she doesn't know the new Jerry.
No.
He's like, 2017 is the year I don't take crap from my wife anymore.
I take a stand. I'm going to always carry this gun.
Yeah, like she may have just picked the wrong year to take a bite out of his grilled cheese. Because normally that's what she does. She'll like put a finger into his pasta, you know, take a bite of his sandwich. But this year he's done.
No sharing. Not doing it. We're not doing it this year. Like, come on, man. Just let me have one bite. It's just one bite of grilled cheese. You're not even going to miss it.
Yeah.
No, it's 2017.
Do you think?
No, just let me take one. Let me just try it. You'll see. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
Do you think? What do you think gave him the courage to finally take a stand after all these years?
Oh, he bought a gun, probably.
Yeah.
He's the one guy that bought a gun after Donald Trump was elected.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, he probably just got sick and tired of it. Everybody has a breaking point, and she had taken too many bites of too many sandwiches, and he was just done. He had to put his foot down and his gun up and shoot through the floor of the kitchen.
I bet what he did was in his mind, he ran through the equivalent of how many sandwiches of his wife has eaten bite by bite. So
he created his own mental montage.
That's the equivalent of 58,000 sandwiches that she's eaten from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about this before when people want to go to jail. Do you think that this is one of these instances where it's gotten so bad here at the house for this man where his wife is always taking a bite out of his sandwich? Does he, like, has he talked himself into, you know what, I think things would be better for me in jail, Danny?
Well, I also wonder if maybe the daughter egged the whole situation on. Come on, Ma, take a bite of a sandwich, Ma. Come on. Come on, Ma. Like, she's the only child. She has nothing else to do. She can't afford a tablet. So her only entertainment is every night getting her mom to eat some of her dad's food.
I think maybe he did. Because I bet they serve grilled cheese sandwiches in prison.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, that's one of the simple foods that they probably have. So it can't be all that bad there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll have to get an ex-con or a current con.
Well, and finally, after years of no lovemaking, he'll be able to feel the touch of another human in prison.
Yeah.
I think that the problem, if you're concerned about other people helping themselves to your stuff, I feel like that jail may not be the right place for you. I'm not sure if your permission is always requested before
he's
going to
get more
stuff.
More of his proverbial grilled cheese sandwich eaten in prison than he ever did at home.
People take a bite. Yeah,
yeah, prison isn't for the timid who can't even stand up to their wives.
Well, to be fair, Dan, he did finally stand up to his wife.
He did. He did. Let's hope that the new Jerry can handle it in prison.
His proverbial grilled cheese sandwich is getting plowed right now.
just to be fair, he is under psychological evaluation. But I guess if he is...
What about the wife? Well, is she under psychological evaluation? No. They should really be examining her, too.
Nope, she's
fine.
I mean,
it's only fair. She's the one eating other people's food.
Yeah, when she has her perfectly own good food in front of her, probably.
Yeah, well, you don't know what sandwich she had in front of her.
Yeah.
She might have had,
did they all make something different?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe he went to the store and only bought one grilled cheese sandwich.
It could also be a case of, like, she wanted to have a salad because she wanted to be healthy. And he's like, I'm going to have a grilled cheese. You should just make grilled cheese. Don't eat any of mine. Because it's a constant battle between husband and wife.
This is what happens.
When the wife is like, I don't want any fries. And you're like, okay, well, I'm ordering fries. Don't eat mine. And then they do. And so he's like, well, I'm making a grilled cheese. You can eat your stupid salad, but you can't have any of my grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And then what does she do?
I don't want it.
Yeah. What does she do after saying, oh, yeah, I won't eat it? She eats the grilled cheese, like has happened a million times in every relationship.
So help me God, if you try to take one bite of my grilled cheese sandwich, I am going to lose it, Irene. All right? Trust me on this. Do not push me.
I offered to make you a sandwich.
This is what happens with me. I can't finish a whole entree by myself, so I'm just going to get a salad, and you can have some of that, and then I'll have some of yours. And I'll be like, okay, I'm getting the Kung Pao shrimp. Oh, I don't like shrimp. Can you get the beef and broccoli? It's like, oh, okay, so you're ordering two things, and I just get to eat some of one of those? Yeah.
I think that's most likely what happened, is that he's like, I'll make you grilled cheese. No, thanks. I'm just going to have this salad. All right, but seriously, don't eat mine. He's like, I just got a gun for Christmas. Seriously, don't eat my grilled cheese. That you bought me. That's the irony of it all. Don't eat my grilled cheese. And then the daughter's like, eat his grilled cheese, Ma.
Just do it.
Look at it dripping cheese out of the sides. Oh, my gosh.
Ma.
You can't finish all that. My wife has a staunch no sharing policy. That I think if I was to attempt to share some of her food, then I think that she might go and get a gun and then have the police stand off.
Does she ever eat your food?
Yeah, does she ever eat your food?
Not normally. Not normally. Okay. She's like very much like there is a line and don't touch anything across here. You stay over there.
Wow.
You eat your food that I don't even like, and then I'll eat my stuff, and that's good.
Perfect.
So I think that she could relate to. So maybe if he ends up on the rebound and looking for somebody, maybe that Nicole,
you'll introduce him.
Yeah, I'll set them up. All right. Let's talk about another mishap that happened in the media. This story was sent to us by one of our listeners, Wendy. This was from Lou, who sent us a Washington Post Express story, which was featured on the cover, where it is about the modest start of a massive march. This is all about a story about women and a march on Washington that they're forming. And so the headline of the story is intended to be the 1,000 women forming the women's gender symbol. But they ran the story with the male gender symbol, Danny.
Someone needs to mansplain to the Washington Post Express.
The arrow stands for phallus.
Yes.
Doesn't seem that hard to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Female one is a person, a stick figure with a ginormous head.
And no phallus.
The male one is a head with a giant arrow-shaped phallus coming out of it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because men mostly think about the penis.
Yeah. So... this is a pretty hilarious mistake.
Yeah.
A modest start of a massive march, talking about the women's march. Meanwhile, all the women standing are making a male sign. But that's computer generated. They didn't have 10,000 women standing in that sign, although that would be even greater.
Yeah. Is it computer generated, or it's just like a stock photo?
Stock photo, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with this is that Google is right there, right? If you have any questions about spelling or symbols or history, you can just within 5 seconds resolve that question. The person who posted this and all the editors that it went through, they all thought that this was the female. Nobody ever thought, huh,
I'll double check that. Right.
Yeah, I'll double check that. They're like, no, that's it. Yeah. No, Bill, that's it. Send this down the line.
There's only two symbols, so we have a 50% chance without looking at anything. Yeah.
Right. That's what they said in the meeting. It's probably.
I mean, could they have spun it where it's like, yes, it's the male symbol, but it's all women making it up. So
no,
that's
no
what
good
we
way to
were
spin
going
this.
For.
They obviously need to hire some women.
Interns.
Yeah.
Or just hire some women editors to actually make sure these kind of mistakes don't happen again.
Mm, yeah. Do we know if the person who made the mistake was a man or a woman?
I know. I just made an assumption. I hope that it was a woman that made the mistake.
And was it on purpose? Because what if it was a male sabotaging from the inside? It's a guy who's like, I'm going to get a job there. I'm going to work my way up the corporate ladder till we get to editing. And then when the women try to make a movement, I'm going to put the male symbol on the cover, yeah, unbeknownst to them.
Mm. Yes.
That's
this guy is devious, man. Yeah, he's been there 20 knows. Years in a career he hates just for this moment.
Yeah. So it's unclear if there is outrage in the masses. In the story that I'm reading from the Huffington Post, they said that many Twitter users thanked the paper for correcting the mistake so quickly. But one woman wrote on her Twitter, it was so funny, I'm not even mad. So that they have that going for them, Tyson.
Okay.
It was so
hilarity.
Funny that this one woman couldn't even be mad about it.
The thing is, you want to use the male one because it has an arrow. It looks like the women are getting organized and moving on. Whereas the female symbol, it's like they're just going around in a circle with several in boxes. So the male one looks like if you were to choose between the two, you definitely want that one because it looks like things are moving on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
upward,
like
onwards
rocket ship.
Upwards. Yeah.
It's too bad they didn't accidentally use the logo for the artist formerly known as Prince. I think that that would have probably been fine with everybody.
Everybody would have been stoked on that. But then it also would have made them upset at 2016 again.
Yes, but that's in the past. That's in the past.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't mean it's not infuriating to people.
Is the actual march, the actual women's march that's coming to Washington, are they going to stand in that symbol, Tyson? Do you know?
Yeah, they have to stand in the symbol that was first on that publication. So they're forced into standing in the male symbol now.
Yeah, now they have to?
Yeah, now they have to. No, I don't think. I think that would be too complex to stand in a circle. I mean, they could do a bunch of little ones probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny, could you get out there with your drone and sort of like direct traffic and say like, okay, you move over here a little bit more. You're outside of the cross.
Pretty sure drones will be outlawed over this march because I'm guessing it's going to go through the mall like to the White House or something like that. So probably not going to be allowed to have a
drone. Wait, why does it have to go through the mall,
march?
Danny?
The mall, you know, the in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, okay.
No, neither of us have been to the mall.
Okay, well, I'm sure you've been down to University Place, Tyson.
Yeah, I've been to a mall
here. Some of the
here,
great shopping opportunities. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that here, you're not going to be able to have any drones up in the air in Washington, whether or not you want to try and film the gender symbol of this march or not. It's just not going to be possible. Mm-hmm.
Wait. So explain the mall down there to me. Is it a mall with shops or is it not a mall with shops?
No, it's a mall with monuments.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See? Yeah, we didn't know that, Danny, because we have never been there before.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I was saying.
I thought you were making a sexist comment that the women's march has to go through the mall.
They had to stop at the mall.
Although that is an interesting observation that I'm guessing the march will go through the mall.
We have to look at the mall. We don't need anything, but we want to browse for
a few
hours.
We're just looking. We're just going to look a little while. So, all right, well, maybe this will inspire the march to actually go in formation. I think that that'll really turn some heads if, like, the giant women symbol just took over a street of Washington.
So you guys had me worried that I didn't know what the National Mall was.
No.
And so I just did a Google search, what would have benefited that publication.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could have learned from me. Maybe they should contact me. I'll tell them about Google.
Okay.
I assumed it was something like that, Danny, but I've never been to Washington, D.C. because none of my friends have invited me to go there.
Wait till 2020, Tyson. Then we're all going.
2020?
Why, because Kanye's going to invite you?
No, I thought Tyson's running for president.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll come for the inauguration.
Okay.
Then a story sent to us by Wendy is about a man in Berlin who attempted to leave his house in the morning and ended up finding, instead of the outdoors that he was expecting, that someone had built a brick wall in front of his door while he was sleeping, and that he was not able to leave the house. Danny, what could have happened here?
I mean, it could just be a simple case of somebody got the plans for a brick wall and maybe got the wrong address. It could be something like that, or it could be some great friends pulling the ultimate prank. This is a great prank.
This is a great prank. Tyson, do you think this was foul play, or do you think there was an honest mistake that was made?
Foul play.
I think it was, it was foul play, dude.
Yeah. How could somebody build a brick wall in front of a door by mistake?
People tear down the wrong houses by mistake all the time.
But houses need to get torn down sometimes. Like, that seems like, okay, I can understand that mistake. Who is saying, like, yeah, all right, right in front of that guy's door, put up the brick wall right there.
Yeah,
sometimes,
well, maybe
that happens
they,
too.
Yeah.
Like, at what time are we doing this? Midnight.
Midnight. I think it's definitely foul play, but if this guy has no clue where it came from, that's weird. Because usually you know, you're like, okay, yeah, I definitely slighted this dude, and he's getting me back. So, yeah, I've heard of this prank happening before.
Of a brick wall getting built in front of somebody's door?
Yeah.
What? Well, who's doing that? Like, this isn't a bucket of water over the door. This is a brick wall.
I always had a dream that if I was incredibly wealthy, like just money dripping off every member,
everything,
okay. Everything, I always had a plan to fill my best friend's car with cement. And I think that if I had a lot of money, this would also be something I put on my list. Brick
who
in
your
Tyson's
best friend?
entire house. No, it wasn't you. This is before Tyson.
Okay. So who was it?
Pre-Tyson era. It was Willie.
You were going to fill Willie's entire car of cement.
Oh, I would have loved to have done that.
What car did he have?
Just filled it up with cement. He had a truck.
And you would have just bought him a new one after that?
Yeah, right? And also, I would love to brick up someone's entire house while they were sleeping. I mean, that's a great joke.
Like the entirety of it?
Yes, if you can.
That's a lot of work.
Well, you've got a lot of money. You hire a lot of people.
I guess so, yeah. You could at least get four walls up all the way around it, but I don't know if you could get the roof and everything.
And Germans are great at building walls, so you probably got a lot of brick masons out there who can do the work.
Unemployed brick masons.
Yeah.
90-year-old, unemployed 90-year-old brick masons.
Yeah. The prank industry could really be booming business as more and more robots take jobs.
Yeah. Maybe this will become the new brick roll.
The brick roll.
That's what I use now for any annoying prank.
I got brickrolled again.
Brickrolled.
Yes. Well done. Yes. Ding your little bell for that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did the guy get out of the house, Danny? Do we know that?
Yeah, he smashed through that.
Oh, I mean, did they put mortar in between the bricks, or did they just stack up the bricks?
No, they put mortar, I think, and he had to smash through that thing.
Do you think he put the Scorpions on the radio while he smashed the wall down?
Yeah. Here I am. Or.
Yeah, that song. That's the ultimate wall smashing song.
Yeah.
Winds of Change.
So they don't know exactly, who this is, and he can't come up with any reason why somebody would either prank him or get an act of revenge. But I think he is actively looking for the person who did this.
If it's revenge, it's a poorly done revenge, because the whole point of revenge is letting the person know
that it was
that you're revenging all over him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an Edgar Allan Poe story.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Your house, like, revenge. Oh, all right. We'll see if we ever get an update on that story. And then we got one other story about a woman, an 82-year-old woman, had been praying every day to a statue, a figurine that she believed to be Saint Anthony. But it turns out that she had been for some time praying to an action figure of Elrond from Lord of the Rings. Tyson, are you a Lord of the Rings guy?
I am familiar with Lord of the Rings, and I've also read the books.
Yes.
So.
Do you have any figures?
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever have you ever prayed to a Lord of the Rings in person?
No, but I'm curious to see how it works. Because maybe her life's never been better, you know? You don't know.
Well, do you have a St. Anthony figure?
No, I also don't have one of those.
Yes.
So I'd need to buy both of those things and then do an experiment.
Who is Elrond?
He's the guy who is from The Matrix.
He's the Elven King.
Oh, the guy from The Matrix. Now I get the...
Mr. Anderson guy? Yeah.
So, yes. She was praying to him. Wow.
Yeah.
Agent Smith, I believe, is his name.
So she was praying to Agent Smith.
Yes. Now, not an Agent Smith figure, but his character from The Lord of the Rings. I mean, Danny, is this an honest mistake? Could you see it? Does this look like St. Anthony to you?
She's 82, probably doesn't have great vision, spends most of her time alone, has never seen Lord of the Rings. She obviously never met St. Anthony in person, so really has no idea what he might look like. Yes, honest mistake.
Yes.
All of that combined equals honest mistake.
Yeah. Tyson, is Elrond the best Lord of the Rings character to be praying to? I would think that Gandalf would be more powerful.
Or Sauron, if you go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sauron might be one of your best bets, but Gandalf also. I think it's more the spirit of prayer, maybe. Someone religious would say something like that.
Well, they've shown prayer to have a placebo effect, and so even praying to Elrond could probably offer some kind of relief. It's also a form of meditation, so it probably doesn't matter who you're praying to. This 82-year-old woman was getting something in return.
Yeah,
as long as you're getting it in.
Yeah. So the family then realized the mistake, and they actually got her the actual St. Anthony figure that she had been hoping for, Danny.
Here's a new St. Anthony, say 10 Hail Marys to ask for forgiveness for praying to Elrond, and then continue on with the St. Anthony.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see how her life has changed since then.
Yeah. Does it matter which action figure you pray to, Tyson?
No. Yeah. You can pray to the St. Anthony action figure. You can pray to the He-Man action figure. There's G.I. Joe action figures you can pray to. If you can get your hands on a Xena Princess Warrior action figure, you can pray to that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ones you can pray to.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that it works the same.
Yeah. That's how prayer is.
Yeah. I don't think it matters what action figure you have.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if because you prayed to Elrond, she gained some bow and arrow skills. That'd be pretty cool. Nice. That'd be a bonus.
Yeah. Well, they just keep churning out all of these Lord of the Rings movies. Like, they never stop. Like, maybe somebody needs to start praying to some Game of Thrones figures to get those books finally made, Danny.
By the way, I'm sure there's lots of people, like Star Wars people, who have a wall of unopened toys that they basically pray to. I think that praying to action figures probably isn't that strange.
Yeah, I could see it. Danny, what action figure would you pray to?
SpongeBob.
Yeah, Tyson, what about you?
The Rupert one from Survivor.
Is it a bobblehead?
No, they actually did make an action figure, right, Rob?
I don't recall this.
Yeah.
I want to get my hands on one if that's okay.
They made a Rupert action figure, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah.
Would you say that once you've had an action figure made of yourself, you've made it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've peaked?
I think it's once you get the sex doll made of you, I think, is when you've officially made it, Danny.
Some guy, he doesn't know it yet. Maybe he was just born, but his face will be the face on like one of those mass release sex dolls. You know, just some guy who needed
He's
some
the model
spare change.
For it. Right.
Yeah. He went into this place because they're like, we'll pay you $15 to get a plaster casting of your face. I mean, what happens to that guy 20 years down the future? In the future, when he sees his face on all the sex dolls and all the windows,
well, they probably
of all
don't
the
even need
stores.
A guy. They could probably just use like a stock photo.
Well, I hope they use a guy who then has to live the rest of his life being mistaken for a sex doll.
Yeah, no, I think that. Well, you don't think that the guy would take some sort of pride in that he is like the face that is of everybody's nights.
Yeah, at first he thinks it's great, right? Because he's the greatest lovemaker in the world. at least a version of him.
Right.
But then every time he's trying to eat a sandwich, people
somebody takes
coming
a bite out of it and he goes nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying just to take pictures out of him. He's in a doctor's waiting room. People are like thinking maybe he's the sex doll or is he the human? Maybe they're poking his genitalia
right.
to see
people,
which.
People like fondle him. He doesn't want that. They think he's an actual robot.
Yeah, I mean, his life isn't going to be great, but he's out there. He's being born or is already born, and he's going to be the face of all the male sex dolls.
Tyson, would you apply for that job?
The job of being the face for all the male sex dolls?
Yeah.
Do you have to apply?
I think so. I think like, they probably like you know go
I
in.
I feel like
they
just choose you.
Yeah.
Send in a glamour shot at least.
Yeah, you got to send in a glamour shot from the mall. Yeah. The National Mall, but your local mall.
All right, Danny, you got any
clarification?
You got anything for the bolt hole?
Yeah, you know, I've got a bolt hole story for you guys.
Yeah,
and this is going to be tough because we just went through a painful election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But sorry, I've lost the story.
Oh.
But there is you know, I'm just going to search it.
Okay. You have any searching music, Tyson?
Talk amongst yourselves while I do this.
Searching music?
Yeah.
Looking around.
Okay, here we go.
Hole. What will he pull out? Looking around in his bolt hole. Pull it out right now.
Butthole.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this is serious stuff. We just went through an election here, as I said. But in Japan, an even more important election is currently taking place. And that is the McDonald's burger election.
McDonald's burger election?
Yes.
Who's
people
running?
People all over Japan will be heading to the ballots this January to cast their vote for their favorite burger.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
So 12 of McDonald's, and this is from Mashable, 12 of McDonald's Japan's most popular burgers have joined the race to become the franchise's number one burger. I thought personally that wasn't under dispute.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't the Big Mac kind of their burger?
Yeah, that's their burger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who would you guys vote for?
Burger Sanders.
Well, that's not an option.
No.
The Hamburglar.
No, it's a actual, you're voting for the sandwich.
Mayor
and
McCheese.
The sandwiches, in keeping with U.S. elections, are divided into red and blue hamburgers.
Okay, what are the options?
Okay, so in the red corner, you have the Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The double cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Some other hamburger. Remember, this is Japan, so I don't recognize a lot of these hamburgers. Bacon lettuce burger. Another burger in the red column with what appears to be egg.
Oh.
Double quarter pounder with white cheddar or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the quarter pounder. Those are the red burgers. Those sound delicious. And I'm wondering if maybe they have a bias here because in the blue, on the blue side, you have chicken, teriyaki, something called the EBI.
Chicken can't be the number one burger, Danny.
Yeah, right? But that's what they put into the blue column. Then they have a fish one in the blue column, as well as what looks like another chicken and then some strange meat.
Mm.
Are any of them Kobe beef?
No, not that I know of. Mm. Filet-O-Fish, Tyson?
Nope.
So I know we can't go to Japan to cast our votes, but we can cast our votes here.
I'd do the double cheeseburger or the bacon burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the better bacon lettuce burger.
Hmm.
I would just go Big Mac.
Big Mac.
You know,
not quarter pounder with cheese.
No, I just do Big Mac. I don't know what's in that special sauce, but I'm sure it's got a little sprinkling of
it's Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay,
I wish it was that simple.
Yeah,
I wish it was that simple to recreate at my home.
Yeah. Now what is the dressing that's on the
Thousand
Big Mac?
Island?
Thousand Island. I thought it was actually hacked by Russian dressing.
Oh, it could be. It actually could be.
Watch out for that in this election. That's what nobody's talking about.
So you think it's Thousand Island hacked by Russian dressing?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it's a mixture of two. All I know is they didn't design it themselves. It's a mixture of two already existing products. It has to be.
Okay.
You know, the reason I bring this story up is because we really do need a Japanese correspondent.
Yes.
Look at all these great, exciting things that are constantly happening in Japan. And here we are, you know, Tyson and I are landlocked.
A bunch of American buffoons
trying
our hardest to understand what's going on in Japan.
No, that's
I would love to be part of their hamburger democratic process.
Yeah. All right, Danny, anything else from the bolt hole?
Yeah, one more.
Yes.
And this is kind of a story that kind of upsets me.
Uh-oh.
And this is about a woman who gave birth with a Chewbacca mask on. And okay. She's getting all sorts of attention.
Is it the same woman that couldn't stop laughing at the Chewbacca mask?
No. It's like, what did you do? Everybody's going to do something now with a Chewbacca mask on. Tyson's going to make a video of him taking a dump with a Chewbacca mask on.
No, I won't.
You know, someone's going to make a video. They're going to have porn, Chewbacca porn. It's just Chewbacca's getting out of control. I already dislike Star Wars.
This was a video of the woman who did this?
Yes. In the 12-second clip, this woman from Detroit appears in the bizarre mask on her hospital bed as she holds her stomach and cries out in pain. Does not show her actually give birth, and it's only 12 seconds long.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know labor takes longer than that most times. And so how are they calling it her giving birth? She put the thing on for 12 seconds and then took it off and gave birth.
Yeah.
And she's this made a spiral sensation.
Yeah, this was her idea.
Oh, you think it was her husband's?
Yes.
To put this mask on. Yes. No husband is going to suggest that to a woman in labor.
Let's see. Maybe I could play this. Is it safe for work, Danny?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's see.
Depends on where you work, I bet.
Yeah.
Are they on a train?
No, that's a heartbeat monitor, Tyson. Oh.
Now, how do Wookiees actually give birth, Danny?
I doubt like she's doing. It's not vaginal. I think they actually they cough them up.
Yeah. Well, I think they're mammals, right? They're warm-blooded Wookiees, so you would think that they would have a traditional gestation period.
Well, we don't know anything.
They're not marsupials?
That's possible. I mean,
what if the male has to eat the baby out of the woman's stomach? We don't really know. Like, that's how it gets delivered, is the man eats into the stomach and pulls it out. I mean, come on.
The only thing I'll say is that Chewbacca has no noticeable genitalia. He's not wearing any
hairy
pants,
though.
Danny.
If you had that much hair.
Yeah.
Maybe he shoots semen out of his tear ducts.
That's possible. You think he might just have a very small... reproductive system that's hidden beneath his shaggy hair.
Maybe there are no genders on wherever Chewbacca's from, and he inseminates himself.
He's asexual.
Yeah.
He puts his thumb up his bum and impregnates himself.
Yeah, it never really seems like he's that interested in the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. He's never, he doesn't seem to be trying to make a play for anybody. Yeah.
And how come he's never bumped into any other Wookiees the entire movie series?
You're over your head on this. It's episode 3 of the prequels.
So let's not even start talking about Star Wars because we're going to lose.
Yes, they go to the Wookiee planet.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Okay.
Many Wookiees, but yeah.
Look, my whole problem is just with the Chewbacca mask in general and the way that it's being used to get attention. I mean, people are exploiting the Chewbacca in order to get their 15 seconds, in her case, 12 seconds of fame.
How do you think Chewbacca feels?
Yeah. Nobody's taking that into account.
We've got some great reviews.
Yes. What do you got, Tyson?
Let's hear them.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Always.
Is the bolt hole finished for the day?
The bolt hole has just been sealed up.
Okay.
It'll be open for another week.
This review is News AF, 5 stars, by H-T-E this gamelia. Something like that. We got it.
What is that again? H-T-E this gamelia?
This G-M-E.
Okay.
It's all one word.
Okay.
If you're looking for a fun and exciting way to hear actual factual news, look no further. Rob Tyson and the Eye in the Sky Danny provide hilarious takes on the craziest stories of the week. Please note, after finally watching the video instead of just listening on my phone, Danny is not a chubby middle-aged man, as his voice led me to believe. He is lean and handsome, completing this trio of good-looking husbands.
Oh, I love that. I've got the voice of a fat middle-aged man. Yes. If that's what they see when they hear my voice, maybe what's the point in exercising?
Yeah, why are you exercising?
Are you exercising your larynx?
If I've got the voice of a fat man, I might as well just be a fat man.
But now, thanks to that review, everyone knows that you're not a fat man.
Yeah.
Everyone just assumed you were and was really, really standoffish about saying anything about you being fat on the reviews. But now this this brave soul has said that, you're not. And now everyone knows.
The truth. If you want to place a face with the voice of the chubby middle-aged man, you can watch our YouTube videos. YouTube.newsaf.news. I think that last week's video, but I think people were really digging the Sinbad episode from last week on YouTube. Lots of comments there.
Yeah, they loved it.
They loved it. Yes,
man. There's some good reviews this week.
Good.
Want to hear another one?
Yeah, give me another one.
Just What the Doctor or PA Ordered, 5 stars by Seth187. I used to get all my information from books and science. Then I discovered this podcast. Mr. Apostle, Bryson, and Sester Nino, ABC, are eloquent, intelligent, and entertaining. Rob is an excellent mediator, and Tyson and Danny provide fun and funny color commentary. I can honestly say this is my favorite podcast. My only complaint is that they didn't name it ABC News. I look forward to decades of weekly news podcasts that I can share with my children. Amen.
Wow. What great reviews.
He even put amen at the end.
Yeah. Newsaf.news. That is the website to be able to go to. And if you want to join us live, we got the chat room going. If you want to watch us live every Tuesday at noon or 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, you can go to live.newsaf.news for all your News AF live action going on.
Do you want to hear another review?
Sure.
Happiness, 5 stars by Christian Esparza. Thanks to News AF, I am no longer afraid to die because I know that heaven will just have 24-hour News AF podcasts every day that go on forever and always.
Did we say that was heaven or that was going to be once we get our consciousness loaded onto a computer?
Could be the same thing.
Yeah, both.
I guess so. There you go. Boy, our computer selves are going to have to really work overtime to do 24 hours a day. Maybe it's just like the SoundCloud, like best of while we're waiting to do the
Have instant access to all news all the time.
That ever happened.
Yeah. Right. So a crazy news story happens, and then the, you know, singularity version of our consciousness just goes and does a new show.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I think it's they'll figure it out up there.
They'll figure it out. That's not our job. Yeah. All right. Well, the great news, AF. What do you think of a hashtag for today? You have anything?
Yeah, you made a pun that I thought was good.
Brick rolled.
Brick rolled. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah. Danny, can you beat that?
No, I can't. I can't beat your puns ever.
All right.
Yeah.
So brick rolled. It is. That's the hashtag for this episode. Another fun show, of course, special thanks to Lita, who curates all of our News AF stories that get sent to us to tips@newsaf.news. But mostly we're just getting these from our Facebook group, Group AF. You can go ahead and search for us on Facebook. So many news stories. Just all that we ask, just make sure, take a good look. Make sure you're not posting the actual craptual stories, because sometimes we do get those.
Was that story about the man who left his wife and 6 children to live as a 6-year-old girl? Was that actual craptual?
What do you think,
Danny? I have read a similar article to that maybe a year or two ago. So I think that it's actually a thing. I don't know if that article specifically, though, is true, but I had read something like that before. So it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the article.
Yeah. All right. A lot of people also wanted us to weigh in on the blurry ham. Did you take a look at that, Tyson?
Yeah, I cannot get it unblurred. Yeah. And it's blurry to me, but I understand you look at the background and all the plate
it's not,
is.
Is it like a magic eye?
Yeah, it is like a magic eye, but I can't get it to work for me.
Yeah,
it's a new magic eye. You're going to go to a party and they give you some LSD, and then on the posters on the wall, they'll just have the blurred ham.
Look at raw meat, right?
Yeah, you can just
did the ham look blurry to both of you?
Yeah, I mean, it looks blurry. I thought maybe there was like a piece of plastic over the container.
Maybe. Yeah.
But no, apparently not. But all right, so blurry ham in the works as well there in the Facebook group. All right, so follow Danny on social media. He is at Danny Bryson. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Cesternino. Thanks again to Scott St. Pierre, who does the Lord's work of editing these podcasts for you guys to listen to on iTunes. Go to newsaf.news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
You did it, guys.